We get so granular sometimes in the day-to-day and the small steps, and we think we're making no progress. But if you consider who you were, where you were, what you were doing a year ago, I guarantee you'll be very proud of yourself, and it would be a massive sign that you're doing a lot better than you think you are.
Have you ever wondered whether there's actually a sustainable way to balance a healthy and meaningful life with your busy schedule? Well, you're in luck, Balancer, because I did too. And the Balance Theory podcast is now a dedicated space to be curious in finding a balance that just works. Because since we're being honest here, balance isn't a one-size-fits-all. I'm your host, Erica, and let's dive into today's episode.
Hey, Balancers. Welcome to another episode of the Balance Theory podcast. I'm your host, Erica, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. And a warm welcome to all the new listeners that are joining us. I want to dedicate this episode to anybody listening right now that feels they've been really hard on themselves. They maybe would describe themselves as perfectionists, right? You have really high standards. You've got massive goals that you want to push for yourself, but you do fall into this trap where your self-worth is really dependent on your output, right? The things you're achieving, what you're producing, feedback you're getting from other people. And I want to share 6 signs that you're actually doing a lot better than you think you are outside of these external validation points that we often put so much of our self-worth into. Now, I'm definitely speaking from experience, and I've definitely been a victim, self-inflicted 100%, to that trap of my self-worth is dependent on how much I'm earning, how many followers I have, or how much work I've done today, how many hours I've spent at the desk, etc. And I know those things sound superficial, but if you're an A-type, high achiever, I think we can't ignore the fact that these things, we put a lot of value on them, and they make us feel productive and like we've done some stuff, and so we feel valuable, right? So I want to share 6 things that I want to remind you of, 6 signs that you're doing a lot better than you think you are, and also just open up your mindset so you're not just relying on these set things that really are not always consistent. We weave and wane with our energy, work sometimes a bit slower. And so when those periods come and then you feel like worse off for it, towards yourself, it doesn't serve us and it harms our relationship with ourselves. So let's get stuck into it. And I can probably confidently say that if you are listening to this show right now, you already check box this first sign, and that is that you're engaging in continuous self-growth. If you are continuously working on yourself, if you're continually growing in your self-awareness, even if you feel like you're creating more work for yourself than anything, you are doing a lot better than you think you are. I think having that awareness and growing as a person is a metric that is not quantifiable per se, right? But your growth as a person is something you know, that you notice, that people around you know and notice. And it also is reflected in the opportunities that life gives you. Because the more you grow, I think the more doors you open for yourself. And so if you are continuously working on yourself, if you're listening to this podcast and that's probably an automatic yes, then you are doing better than you think you are. And, you know, continuously growing doesn't mean that you're never going to stuff up. You're never going to make a mistake. It just means that you're always looking on how you can improve. You're never assuming that you are perfect or the way you're doing it is the set way for life. This right. is such a beautiful quality and attribute that I think we do not place enough weight on. And as I said, I think all of you probably already fall into that category and can tick that off as you're doing a lot better than you think you are. Number 2 is that you have meaningful relationships. You know, we talk about money and followers, but really what is the value of all those things if you don't have meaningful relationships, if you don't have strong friendships, if you're in a romantic relationship and you don't have a, you know, aligned connection where you feel like you're on a team with your partner, if you don't have a strong relationship with your siblings or your parents, you know, whatever relationships mean something to you, whatever relationships form a part of your life that are a priority, if they're meaningful and you have people that you know you can count on, if you have relationships that you know, sometimes don't even need to nurture every day, you speak to them once every 3 months, but you know that they're there, guys, you are doing a lot better than you think you are. These are things that are invaluable. We cannot quantify them. It's not like dollars in our account. Those things don't matter. The meaningful relationships are really what life is about. And if you want to reframe or just prove to yourself how much of a key sign this is, if I gave you all the money you wanted in the world and the comfort, the home, the cars, everything, right? I know most of you wouldn't consider yourself to be like materialistic people, but let's just paint a picture here, right? If you had the idyllic lifestyle, if you had no meaningful relationships, would you say that you've been successful? Crickets. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I think these things, of course, there's a place for each of them in creating a successful life. However, I think meaningful relationships have a lot more weighting and mean a lot more than what we think about. You know, we can sometimes take them for granted. So please take this as a sign. If you have meaningful relationships, you're doing a lot better and you're a lot more successful than you think you are. 3. My favorite, this one's my bread and butter. If you have balance in life, and that's not the traditional work-life balance, right? It's the balance we talk about on the show. It's a sense of balance that makes sense for what you want and the life that you have and the goals that you've got, right? So I always talk about it in the sense, if you need to work 12-hour days, you don't need to feel bad about that. You don't need to feel bad that you're working too much, because that's something you want to achieve. The counter is you need to know what your health and your relationships need in order for them to survive. We talk about the areas like gardens. If this is the first time you're hearing me talk about the garden analogy, priorities, non-negotiables, if all these concepts are new to you, I'm going to put a link to a free 20-minute workshop I did on stage last year at the Dubai Active Show. It's on YouTube, it's 20 minutes, and it will run you through how to work out your unique life balance. And it's an approach that actually gives you the control and power back over your time. It's not an approach that asks you to have 80-20 or 50-50 or what, even work-life balance, right? Because that doesn't even make sense if you don't know what you want out of life balance, right? What that means for you at this point in your life. So that workshop will take you through and help you make sense of what that means for you. But if you have that, if you have that life balance, if you're clear on what that looks like for you, and you actually have that and can say you feel balanced in what you've identified as balanced for you, that is such a precious thing to have under your belt, to have as a tool for you to actually live the life you want. Because think of how many people maybe ascribe to a sense of balance that doesn't actually align for them, or have goals that mean they can't actually have the sense of well-being that they want in their life. So if you feel you have some balance in your life and you know what that looks like, guys, you're doing a lot better than you think.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Think you are. The fourth sign is that you respect your boundaries. So I'm not even talking about you set boundaries, but you actually respect them, right? I think the two are very, very different. I think setting boundaries is difficult, but it's doable. But then respecting them ongoingly, like being able to say no over and over and over again, staying true to your boundary, I think is such a strength. Again, none of these things we can quantify, like a salary, paycheck, or followers, right? It's strange that we put so much emphasis on things we can qualify versus things that are like inherently a part of who we are that only we can measure. But they, to me, are the true sense of our success, of our level of enjoyment, of how well we're doing in life, right? If I can set a boundary and stick to it, that is freaking amazing. Like, that is so difficult to do, but it is so valuable. And that actually forms a part of my definition of success, right? It's having boundaries, because then that creates the life that I want. Because boundaries protect priorities, right? And your priorities are there because they are important enough to reflect the life you want. So you need the boundaries as kind of like a fence to protect those. And so to me, having a successful life is having the life I want to live. And boundaries are an invaluable part to actually achieving that. So if you can set and stick to your boundaries, you guys are doing great. The fifth one is something I'm working on, right? It's a work in progress. I've kind of been good at it, kind of haven't, but it is acknowledging your achievements, right? It's instead of finishing a goal, reaching a goal, and then boom, onto the next, it's actually relishing in that moment, being proud of yourself, actually acknowledging what you've achieved and who you've become, the way younger you would be so proud of who you are today. If you have a practice and you actually acknowledge your achievements and not just kind of always look to the next and what you can do more of and bigger and better, and you can actually sit and enjoy what you've achieved, you are doing great. You are doing so much better than you think you are, because this quality is a beautiful part of self-love and self-acceptance and being kind to ourselves and actually enjoying the process. So if this is one you've got under wraps, honestly, hat off to you. I am in the process of working it out, but this means more to me than any paycheck ever could, right? And I don't want to undermine the value of having a paycheck, right? I'm not saying money is not important. I, for a matter of fact, want a very financially abundant life, right? I'm not saying money is not important, but in the context or in the conversation of that reflecting your self-worth, this is what we're framing it in. Money versus being able to actually acknowledge your achievements is not even a compare, right? Like if you can acknowledge your achievements, you are successful, right? That's my take on it anyway. And the sixth and final sign that you are doing a lot better than you think you are is simply if you're in a different position to you were a year ago. Maybe you're not in the position that you thought you would be in, right? Sometimes we have these defined timelines or we set these expectations for ourselves, but life happens or different opportunities come up or we decide to prioritize something else, right? But if you're in a different position to what you were a year ago, right? And I guarantee you, if you have either been listening to this podcast or you're currently tuned in, I'm going to bet that you absolutely are, then you're doing a lot better than you think you are. We get so granular sometimes in the day-to-day, in the small steps, and we think we're making no progress. But if you consider who you were, where you were, what you were doing a year ago, I guarantee you'll be very proud of yourself, and it would be a massive sign that you're doing a lot better than you think you are. What I would suggest, if you, like me, fall into those loops where you don't feel that valuable, especially if you're like not busy or you're not, you know, you just don't have a lot of output, or just for any reason you're feeling less worthy, I would save this or just go back and listen and write these down somewhere to remind yourself that you are doing a lot better than you think you are, and to remind yourself of these genuine markers of success and growth that determine a lot more than the things that we place weight on, that to me say and determine a lot more in terms of where we're at and our value than anything tangible like a salary or our output or how many hours we've worked ever could, right? And I think it's retraining ourselves to look for these things that are intangible, that are inherently a part of ourselves, that slowly over time kind of reframe and allow us to embrace it in just a completely different way. I'd love to know if this episode resonated with you guys. It's a conversation and something I've been working on behind the scenes. You know, I've spoken a lot about self-worth and self-value on the show before, because I think, like I said before, like being an A-type kind of personality, a high achiever, I do fall into that pattern where I am looking for these external measurable things to tell me my self-worth. And when I don't have them, I kind of panic and I feel like crap. So retraining myself to look for these not so tangible things that are inherently a part of who I am, that give me the reminder and the reassurance like, okay, I'm doing good, I'm growing, I'm moving in the right direction, has been a really positive shift for me. So I hope this has helped you guys out if it's something you've been struggling with too. I'd love to hear your thoughts, whether you guys are in our Telegram chat, whether you want to join. It's like a WhatsApp group. The link's in the show notes below. Of course, if you're on Spotify or YouTube, you can leave comments at the end of the episode. Don't forget to subscribe, by the way, on all the platforms, wherever you listen, just so you're in the know-how of any new content I do. And of course, link up with us on IG, TikTok, wherever you live. All the links, everything you need is in the show notes. That's it from me, guys. I had fun ideating on this topic because it's something I've really struggled with. And I think there are so many things, if we look hard enough, that give us positive indicators of our trajectory and our success. I think we just forget to look for them sometimes. So I hope this has served as a nice reminder. And I'll see you guys all next week. Until then, stay balanced.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.